to the point there's only one way. There's not many ways. You can't find your own way, and she can't find her own way. There's only one way that you need to follow and obey, sir. That's Jesus Christ and the gospel.
We always challenge people, find out who Jesus is or who he isn't, and you've just answered everything that you're wondering about, because either Christ is who he said he was, Lord, Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the creator, and he holds eternal life in his hand, or he's a lunatic and a liar. Please, if you can prove he's a lunatic and a liar, the Word of God is the most documented book in all of man's history. 24,000 manuscripts back up the New Testament. No other book is even close. Homer's Iliad has like 700 manuscripts. The Word of God, the archaeology. How about this one? The goat herders in the desert 2,000 years ago said Israel would be the hotbed of the world, surrounded by our enemies in the last days. Have you read the news lately?
It's been pretty rough.
It's absolutely what the Word of God says it would be. Test yourself, that website's there.
I appreciate it.
If I could ever help you, you must be born again and follow Christ. We had to come out of the world. We're not, when we preach like this, we're not better than anybody. We might look really different, and we are different, but we're not better than everybody. We're just transformed by the Spirit of God, and we found that truth. We know who Christ is. And I've always been challenging people. For years I've been doing this. If you can prove Jesus is wrong, you know how famous Elon Musk is? You'll be 10 times more famous than Elon Musk if you can prove Jesus is a liar. Elon's just got money in electric cars. You prove Jesus is a false prophet, the world will know your name for centuries. It's never going to happen, because he is the Son of God. He is the way. And don't look at like the Roman Catholic Church and the Evangelical Church and any church made of man that we all had to come out of and go, oh, that's what God's about. Don't judge God from man. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Because they're a business. They've turned everything into man-made traditions to what? To make the buildings full. When we come and preach, you know what our goal is? To maybe make heaven just a little bit fuller so that people can hear the gospel and come and repent. We don't want anybody's money. We all support ourselves. We don't have a system. We don't have a building. What a novel thought. Just follow Jesus and obey him. How hard can this be? It's easy to understand. It's actually hard to live out in your flesh. Would you say it's hard, brother?
Oh, yeah. It's a fight every day. Jesus said, strive to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You have to fight your way in. You have to put down your flesh every day.
Yeah, there's a cost to follow Christ. It's a gift that you can't earn. God says, you want salvation? I sent myself. I shed my blood for you. It's a gift. But guess what? Some gifts, there's a cost to. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like if somebody gave you a company in Alaska worth $10 million.
I'll be there in just a second.
What if Elon Musk called you and said, hey, you won some lottery I was doing. I got a company in Alaska worth $10 million. I don't want it anymore. You want it. You can have it. You go, what? $10 million. You can have it. Yeah, that sounds like a great gift, doesn't it? What if he says, oh, by the way, you got to give up everything down here and you got to go live up there and you got to go run it. You get the company, but the cost is you got to go do it.
That's a pretty good analogy.
Yeah, so Christ says, come follow me. He makes the way for you. He'll cleanse you of all your sin and all your iniquity. He'll give you a new heart. He'll give you a new mind. He'll transform all your desires. You'll come out of the world. And then he says, by my Spirit, I'll give you the ability. The grace of God gives you the ability to follow him and keep his commandments. The grace of God is not what the church systems tell you. You get magical grace and you can sin all you want and God's just going to let you go to heaven. That's not the grace of God. The grace of God is like a power that God gives you to give you the influence to follow and overcome and conquer everything in Christ's name. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
You guys seem like you're doing a pretty good job about how you're going about this.
Check out our website. We'd love to help
you.
I actually already pulled it up. I'll be doing some research.
Love you, neighbor. God be praised. I got to keep looking for Sister Raman because every time I look at her, she's talking to somebody. That's good. Love him and obey him. You got to obey him too, young man. You can't just love God. You got to obey him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Matthew 22, the great command, love God, love your neighbor. How do you love God? You love God by keeping his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. You can keep his commandments, but you must come out of the world. You must walk in goodness, truth, and righteousness. You must seek the kingdom of God, which is not this world culture. The Super Bowl's coming up. That is not the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of Satan. All right? Pride and vanity and fashion is not the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of Satan. Have you lost your life to follow Christ, neighbor? That's all we ask. Don't trample the blood of Jesus. Cling to him in spirit and in truth. He's worthy to be praised and lifted up.